originating from Scotland, even having traces back to Ireland. Join me, Hayden Murray, as we investigate this very interesting and extensive history of my family. On this week's episode, we're interviewing my grandfather, who was in the army stationed in Germany, and then from then, he developed a very keen interest in traveling and discovering places of the world. He also enjoys to hunt and fish and the outdoors. Hey, Grandpa.
Hey, hello, Hayden. How you doing?
Good. So, we're going to start off with some questions about your childhood. When and where were you born?
I was born on May 5th, 1947, in Newcastle, Pennsylvania. Newcastle is about 50 miles north of Pittsburgh and 20 miles east of Youngstown, Ohio.
Where do you live now?
I live in Colorado Springs, Colorado. We moved here from Houston in 1989.
How has the world changed since your childhood?
Wow. Lots. It's gotten bigger. I don't know if it's improved in a whole lot. It might have gotten worse in some ways.
How was your religious life growing up?
Well, we were an Irish Catholic family, my mother and father, and I had one older sister and four younger brothers. We were members of St. Mary's Parish. I went to St. Mary's for elementary and junior high school. So we had religion classes every day in school. 6 o'clock mass on Sunday, confession on Saturday, didn't eat meat on Friday. My older sister, Patty, is a nun.
What challenges did you face growing up?
Challenges.
Like,
we were poor. And we were the only white people in a black neighborhood. So growing up poor, we didn't have any safety nets like today. No such thing as food stamps or transfer payments or ADC or anything like that. Dad worked 2 or 3 jobs. Mom could make a pound of ground beef go for 4 or 5 days to feed the family.
Wow.
A lot of clothes were hand-me-downs from other families.
Okay. Now we're going to move on to, stories. Have you been to any interesting places?
Well, after I got out of college, I was in the Army for 2.5 years, and we got to go to Germany, my wife Dolores and I, and at the time we had your Uncle Kevin, and that kind of whet my appetite for traveling. So since then, I've probably been to 47 or 50 countries, been to Lhasa, Tibet, Angbochi, and Lomantang in Nepal.
Here, he kind of just continues to list all of the countries he's been to for like another solid 4 or 5 minutes. It's really interesting because it's crazy how many places that he's been to. Little countries, big countries, islands, like all the continents. It's just so interesting to me how it can be so interesting to someone to go all over the world. Do you have any, hobbies or interests that you do?
I like to hunt. I like to fish. I like to camp. Anything outdoors. I go duck hunting. You and Zane have been with me down on the Arkansas River, Rocky Ford.
Yeah.
I like doing that. I've been on that duck lease for about 34 years. I like going elk hunting and deer hunting in the West Elk Wilderness down near Gunnison, Colorado. You and Zane went with me last year. It's getting a little tougher going up and down those hills.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. How'd you get to where you are today?
Oh, I guess my mother and father instilled a pretty strong work ethic in me. So I've always been a pretty good worker and valued education. So I think that got me a lot of where I am today.
Mm-hmm.
Had a Sunday paper up growing up. Mom said that was a character builder.
Do you have any like funny family stories?
Oh, offhand, I can't think of anything in particular. Growing up, there was always two of us, two of the brothers in bed. I remember a couple times one of the younger brothers would wet the bed. Myself and the other brother would, you know, get mad and start wailing on him.
That's funny.
It wasn't at the time.
Well, yeah. How do you stay connected with your family?
That's a tough one. I'm a very fiscal and social conservative. My brothers and sisters are all pretty liberal, progressive Democrats. So we get together for funerals these days. That's about it.
What do you think the most important thing you do during the day is?
Well, it's two things. The first is wake up in the morning. And the second, after I get in bed at night, just before I go to sleep, I say an act of contrition and a couple Our Fathers and a Hail Mary or two. That's in case I don't do the first.
What, like, lessons for life do you have for me going on?
Well, I'd say you're primarily responsible for your own actions and the results and consequences of them. Ten Commandments they used to be ironclad, kind of a summation of moral law, but they don't really apply anymore. These days we have situational ethics, rationalize anything. There's no fixed right or wrong. So I'd say, you know, understand what you do, and it'll be for your benefit, and take responsibility for everything you do.
All right. Well, that's it. So thank you for your time.
Do I get some residuals off this now?
I'll give you a cut.
Okay. We need to talk percentages then.
As you can see from this interview, my grandpa is a very funny and interesting man that I admire and look up to and will continue to do for the rest of my life.